adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
I would be happy that we just had someone watching us.
Yeah, I would be happy.
That they had.
Yeah, we'd have to be time to be like, hey.
Yeah, because there's a chat that you can read and stuff while you're doing it. Yeah, that Twitch thing. Oh, yeah, I'd never really checked it out before. It was... Yeah, okay. Oh, it's recording, apparently.
Oh. Hey. Hey, guys.
We weren't planning on recording here, but now we're back.
We're doing Planning Finder.
For charity.
That's still in the work. That's still in preliminary areas. That probably will never happen because we're all afraid of getting hit by SWAT teams.
I'm not afraid. I love SWAT teams.
A bunch of illegal porno here. And it's a school.
I'm not afraid to announce that over a podcast.
I know. Because the FBI's already listening to us since we said stuff about Al-Qaeda.
What? Hey, Kitty, Kitty doesn't want to play.
Which one is it?
It doesn't like Al-Qaeda. It doesn't like
Al-Qaeda. Yep. I thought maybe today would be different.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So people come into your bathroom and then try to play with you? Is that mean?
Yeah, and I'm friendly.
Okay, that'll be cool.
You already got a shit in front of people. Like, it's like having the door open and then just having people fuck with you.
He was sniffing the check stuff that for some reason is there. Yeah. And it's mine. Cool.
Hey. We got this together.
Yeah, fine. All right, so Adventures of Pathfinding. Last time with the group, Tabit communed with his god, got a little clarification on his little side quest that he wanted to do. That'll probably turn into a major quest here.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I'll tell you guys right now. I have to kill some dark knights. I'm sorry. Okay.
We eventually headed south. To the new liberated area. They're into some dark knights. Saw an old friend that they didn't know the name of, but do now.
Nafer.
And he's a corporal now. They found a Karzu house. He moved into the Graves Asylum, and he's trying to convert it into an academy. And they found out that there is something in the southern district that is poisoning or corrupting people and turning them into some weird aberration thing.
Ick.
And everyone was grossed out, and we had to stop the podcast. And now we're at the new contest. So, I'm DMing. To my left, we have Tabit.
Hey.
We have Kenobian.
Hey.
We have David.
Hey. Yep.
E. Shivers. That's what Shivers
was actually here in the video.
And the Ghost of Rush Maker.
We went out and bought a real badger.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Put it in a coat. Alright, you guys are at the slowly being converted asylum.
We're leaving, right?
You're getting ready to leave. The last thing that happened was they put the poor sucker that turned into the aberration-looking thing out of his misery.
Yeah. We don't know if he was actually in misery, okay?
And nobody wanted my board.
And nobody wanted David's board.
David's side of hand rolls were awful.
Let's get him out of the way.
God, no. If I had rolled a one, I would have been so...
been awesome.
So mad.
Well, like, eventually you would have found it, pulled out, and started beating him like that. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you want to try to fight? Sure.
Alright, so we're going to start.
This scroll, we're walking
to it.
I commanded a dragon out of the air. I don't think you want to mess with me.
So we're walking to
it. It was a drake,
them.
So don't.
Guys, let's go ahead and record the last episode. I forgot the drake.
True. You're not even a full grown orc.
Shit. Huh?
You're not even a full grown orc, so it works out perfectly.
My immersion!
Do I have Orkney?
Probably.
Yeah, two of them.
Alright,
let's. I bet your tusk, your, like, your sharp teeth are, like, too long.
Hey, guys.
He hasn't grown into his face yet.
I can fix that in languages.
It's almost my birthday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. My birthday's tomorrow. Because it's 2 days after Liberation Day.
Oh, really?
Do I?
Thank you, Eric. You got your camera?
Stay in fresh day. Cool.
But I have cheese. Allison, everybody. She brought cheese for us.
That's it.
She's feeling better.
I am. But here's the deal. I don't want to open all of these, and so I need your vote. Lance and
text
Diana.
Now.
Jeez, you prefer.
Yeah, text now.
Text life. A new creation. You guys are going to make guinea pigs. They're called bacon cheeseburger bombs.
I like all
full
this.
Attention.
Okay. But I need to know what kind of cheese you want in yours. So I have
all the cheese.
Regular cheddar, pepper jack, and Colby jack.
I vote for Colby.
Well, we're from the
I've
Midwest.
Got all cheese. So how about all the cheeses?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Colby.
It's gonna be melted.
Yes.
But yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
I throw a 3 to whatever I think doesn't matter.
Well, let's hear anyway.
You
can
well,
suck it.
You're
right. I
mean,
I stuck all that cheese.
Nope.
We got it going.
I do.
I know you do.
Do you have Asiago?
Do you have
Brie? Asiago's. That's a plural. That's a thing.
This is the quick, what we're going to eat in 2 hours corner.
You ain't hitting this
right
AC, off
the right corner.
Did I do anything with that aberration skin?
Yeah.
Should we have a concurrent food path podcast?
It's just us eating.
Well, no, it's Allison talking about what she's making us.
Yeah, this is. I'm going to take out this section, and it's going to be the
proficient.
I'm sorry to have interrupted your podcast.
No,
really
I'm glad. Thank you.
You're talking right into the mic.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You're actually,
sorry, I
you're
brought
actually,
up your...
Allison, you're technically our only listener. Because you came down here.
What do you mean I'm your only listener?
Because you came down here.
I don't listen to it when Aaron's listening to it.
Oh. I have blaring down here when I'm listening.
Other than when I hear like people laughing.
Well, who laughs? Oh, us. Okay.
Yeah, you guys. And randomly, I'm, you know, just here, and then you guys start laughing. I'm like, why are you making fun of me? Like, I've just
locked,
and then you start laughing again.
So egotistical, no?
I am. Thank you very much.
Colby?
You're welcome.
Welcome.
You got pepper jack?
No, I don't.
I like pepper jack. I also like cheese and
I like Colby, because everybody else likes Colby. I like to be like everybody.
Yeah.
One of us.
Sure.
One of us.
I'm the DM that gets peer pressured.
Okay, I guess you guys can do that.
It's a plus 3, Eric.
Oh, you're wrong.
Alright,
that's good.
Whoa, that was Allison, everybody.
She's
a riot. She's saying it.
Did you say cheese a riot?
She came back. Everybody stop laughing.
Did you say cheese a riot?
Yeah.
Cheese a riot.
Oh,
that's
disgusting.
Do you need anything right now?
Only here.
Oh, wait. Right. My sleight of hand won an urban environment. Go back. I get plus 2 to
everything.
I rolled a 12, buddy. I think. Plus 4.
And
I don't think I would have
sleight of hand anyway.
When you get there, I'll take
a shot. Well, you're going to tell me you're better at putting things in people's pockets in the woods.
Can I get rid of a...
No.
I hate that I picked such a shitty feat at the beginning because I didn't know what I was doing.
You retrain feet if you retrain for a week.
That's right.
You need to go
can I go back in time and say that I did that while we were resting?
No, because you said you were trying to cheat Shiver's trick.
Oh, I did teach him a trick. I need to get rid of intimidating prowess. I never use it.
You should have intimidated the skull into their pocket.
Yeah.
Put this in your pocket!
You run it!
Work it into your character.
I'm a fucking innkeeper.
You run this
My pills are really soft!
Save time.
Hey, you sound like that, man.
So we are at the tree?
You guys heading there now?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Before we leave, amongst the Dark Knights, basically about what is the status of the house that basically the murder that we went
into. That house has, as far as we know, is still abandoned. We have not had a chance to go back there. Every time we get a chance or get spare people is usually when something weird happens. Typically it is a Wolverine sortie kind of testing our borders, trying to push in. And we are actually where the bulk of our forces are right now, that they are constantly pushing.
There's like 6 of them.
That's quite a bit of them.
That's orc blood. What's that ability?
That takes oxygen to your brain and to your lungs, from your lungs, buddy. That's what blood does. Goes through all out your body. I have orc blood.
Orc blood?
Yeah.
I mean, you can use weapons that have orc in it.
Like your own blood.
Like an organ halfback you can use without being proficient in.
Gotcha.
And if you want to be a dick, you can use the other things like a torch has orc in it.
Orc, torch.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You could attack with Mentos since he's a sorcerer.
Is that true?
The people argue about that. They're like, oh, it has for the torch thing. I don't think about the sorcerer one, but people have brought it up.
It has orc in it.
Yes, yeah, got orc in it.
I have a +4 to humans. Oh, I'm cool.
Amazing what happens when you reread your character sheet after a year. Yeah. Or for the first time.
I'm an orc?
I had issues with the skills, but I never had any doubt.
All right, so you guys, talk to the Dark Knights. What's going on now?
We're going to the tree.
Going to the place.
Right? Is that what you want to do, Tabby?
Your laptop.
Tabby needs to go to this place. Make Tabby happy, which makes you guys happy.
Tabby, what were you doing for that hour in the hotel?
I was talking to the girl.
What did Rowan have to say?
She let me know that Unicoil likes to speak and he doesn't like to speak directly. He likes to speak.
Does that look familiar?
No.
And I asked her a couple other questions about the group.
What'd you ask?
You know, just Unicoil came to me before, like I told you.
Mm-hmm. Does Huey mention me?
Not specifically.
No. All right, hey, guys. Get outside of the crash down building.
He must meet with all of us individually.
The only the difference you really notice is someone did clean up the weird blood symbol that was on the side. That's way over there. I do need everybody to give me a perception.
I love those. Does Shivers get one?
Yes.
Damn it. Shivers. Way better than mine.
What'd you get, 9? You're at 18.
18 for me as well.
Look at the last dicks.
I'm just kidding, too.
I have a +12 in my perception.
Jesus Christ, Shivers has a +9.
I have +3. Because
Shivers had a 21, I had
not
a
skill
15.
For clerics.
Okay. Everybody above 15, what you'll notice.
Does 15 count, or is it 15 in the
15 and up.
Okay.
You'll notice that smell that you first, when you first came here, is not there anymore in this area. Because remember, when you first came here, it smelled so bad you had to make a refund or a fort save or throw up.
That was fun because I think I made all of them.
Who got above a 20?
Shivers.
That was it?
I think so.
Yeah. Reroll. Everyone reroll. That was not a lot that happened.
Shivers will start like sniffing around, and he starts sniffing around like a corner of a building, and you hear him start kind of.
I'll use my mythic point to communicate.
He's kind of like
my mythic ability.
You're going to use a point to talk to him?
Well, it's not a. Is it a point, or is it just my ability for the day?
No, it's a point. I think we decided if you use a mythic point, you can do it.
Let me get 5 a day?
Yes.
Unless you have
3
some.
Plus
yeah, there's
two,
a fee you can take. They'll give you 2 more. Yeah. But yeah, you get 5 a day.
Okay, I'll kind of,
Do that.
Okay, your hair stands on end. So you turn to Super Saiyan.
Shiver's actually in Jacob's Ladder.
You want me to write it down for you, or you want me to say it?
If it's something you don't think I'd tell them, write it down. If it's something I would just tell them anyway, then
no secrets.
He says there's somebody laying over here that's hurt really bad.
Shivers can rage?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yes.
He's a barbarian?
Yeah, they get rage.
Oh, I guess he's technically just a Wolverine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's a
I was just saying.
Shivers a Wolverine!
Traitor!
He starts dancing.
Got you all. Got
he's the leader of
I say
the master Wolverine.
Well,
that's gonna be the twist at the end of this plot line. Shivers is gonna stand up. Got you.
He stands up and takes off the the bellboy hat and puts on a corporal hat. No, I have you.
But Shivers.
Yeah,
he said, I never meant to fall in love.
My name is not Shivers, it's Quivers!
Oh!
Yeah, she killed you a year ago.
Alright, so.
Everyone
on this
for Shivers.
I'm like, guys, hold on. I'm gonna roll the stealth and take a peek around the corner.
What's over there?
God damn it, I'm rolling like shit today.
Do you want me to go stop anybody? I'll show you that in my heavy plate armor.
Oh shit, 13.
That's pretty weak.
Well, it was a, I rolled a 1, level so I was surprised now. It was a 13.
You think you're stealthy.
And I'm just going to peek around and look for the dead body that you were talking about.
You do see a body there, but it's breathing rather shallowly.
It's breathing?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this guy needs help. I'm going to run up and do a
check
to see.
Where
is it a guy?
Check.
We need to go downstairs. What are you doing? You're a fucking 17. Badger.
Humanoid.
Dang. I'll start...
He's got 2 arms and a leg.
Looking at the wounds.
You get up close. You start doing what to the wounds?
Fucking
no, I'm just asking because it's not like you said licking the wounds.
No. I was going to do like a...
That's what Zordon did.
Does it look... Can I do a sense motive to see if it's evil?
Or I'm going to go around the corner.
See what
you can do a sense motive. Yeah.
Looks a little better. 17.
You get the impression that whatever this thing is really hurt.
David, what are you doing?
I'm going to go around the corner.
Well, I said to you guys, there's something over here really hurt. I'm going to go up to it. And...
I'm going to say one. All
right.
And you can run around the corner.
Yeah.
What, do you do perception before we find out?
Yeah, I'll do perception. I didn't try to do stealthy.
Well, maybe we'll be lucky.
18.
So what did you two guys do?
I'll take David's
word. It's behind me.
Yeah, go over there.
I'm going to be a little quicker.
Yeah, we'll walk over.
I'm going to do a heel check on him.
You start to, like, feel around with him, and you're, like, feeling it's like, there's lots of fur on him.
Up there?
And then you go, then you, like, check it lower, and you start checking his legs, and you notice he's got a really long, radish tail.
Ratfolk?
You know what a ratfolk is?
I know a lot of languages.
It's a form of ratfolk.
You have knowledge of nature, maybe?
Probably not. What's that? Jesus Christ.
You think it's a rat person?
Are you okay? I'll say in common.
He says, Jevon is hurt.
Who?
Jevon!
Who's that?
Jevon is Jevon!
I'll feed it one of my cure light wounds.
You beat it? No, eat this whole guy.
You got your airplane spoon?
Or I'll be like, here, take this, and I'll...
Here comes the airplane.
We have airships in
this
universe.
You notice an immediate change. He seems a lot better. You see him get something. He goes, oh, thank you. You saved Jevon's life.
Holy shit.
Are you Jevon?
Yeah. Jevon is Jevon. He does this. And he's got like...
He looks really
Arabian. It's like everything is covered up in...
Sounds like Arabian.
Right, it's your hat. he's covered up in like all rags and stuff, but the rags aren't really rags, they're like really fine silk.
He's
a fancy rat.
I'll ask him what languages he knows. Like what's his native, what's his mother tongue?
Fancy
he'll
rat?
He'll say something, but you need to like miss
a rat. That's the rat my girlfriend has. Fancy rats. There's also fancy Dumbo rats. Those are just bigger
rats. 13.
15.
You don't understand them, but you get a kind of impression that it's like an offshoot of Undercommon. It kind of sounds like Undercommon.
Okay. Well, I'll be like, well, I'm sorry, I don't understand your language, but...
Well, that's a first.
What happened to you?
Chavon was just moved to this town to set up shop for his people.
And you decided to go into an underground crypt?
Chevon did not go to the underground crypt. Chevon come up to here and some...
David, it's a rat.
Some...
They burrow.
Yeah.
Some squiggly thing come and bite Chevon.
Uh-oh.
Squiggly. Chevon fall down as things start chewing on him.
Where's it at now? Why didn't it consume you?
It went through down. I don't know. I started to feel very weird, but Chevon started to think of his family, and Chevon
was
much better afterward.
Do I see if he has any attributes of the weird disease that the wrong guy had?
Can you check him out? No, he doesn't look like he's like body's like changing or anything.
Okay.
Besides, it's all ratty.
I mean, I can do a little check.
Yeah.
Pull out a piece of paper.
Tabby?
Write down directions on it.
Tabby, can you check this guy out?
I will.
When we're down here, go to this building. Basically, give him directions to this same asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a guy there that might be able to help
you.
Oh, Jevon is very thankful for your offer. Truly the blessings of the Horned Wrath are on me today.
Jevon, have you been in town long? Have your people been in town long?
No, Jevon is first of his folk to come to this town, methinks.
I don't think it's just under Jakar. I feel like Jakar's going to hit him over the head with whoever he finds.
I was going to ask him to come with us.
I was with the group of you,
humans?
Yes, and the ones with the...
Elves?
Yeah, and then like the me? Other ones... Yeah, and then the other
this
ones.
Is the only
that are, yeah.
I don't know whether
shivers,
offended or flattered.
No, there is not
all
many shivers.
How many shivers did your trip take?
You hate everyone, so.
No shivers. My clothes keep me warm, so I did not have to shiver at all. Thank you, though.
Can I do a heal check to see if I can determine for sure that he seems to be okay?
Yeah.
Like some sort of
are you just gonna start grabbing him?
I'm gonna like Jevon. Will you stay still just for a moment?
Jevon will trust
you. He's our healer. He's gonna check to make
Jevon
sure
will trust you one with very weird eyes.
You're a healer?
That's a 23.
Sometimes he does.
Besides some scrapes and stuff, he still looks a little worse aware, but you don't see actually health wise he looks probably the most healthy person you've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Jevon, you're ripped, bro. This is a serious heat pack you got going there.
My people,
Jevon, lift.
Jevon's people do not live long. So
yeah, you guys
live. They live strong.
So we live strong, yes. Pointy here gets it.
Oh, no, I know.
High fives.
You guys eat whatever I'm eating, and you jump on my lap and grab it. I know what you guys are like.
I ask him, don't rat folk usually, like, the traitors?
What?
Yes. Are you perhaps wanting to...
Traitor. You said traitor, right?
Traitors.
With like, a D, oh.
Yeah.
He's like,
I thought that was...
Are you...
I thought you just caused the...
Is he like to buy
race?
Yes. What is it called in your language? And he like says something in his language a couple times.
Procure?
Yes, procure.
I thought
you
just gave a racial
trade.
Slur. What do you have to sell? I guess we got
fucking traitors. Aren't you guys traitors?
You fucking... Rat.
Aren't you guys traitors? Yes, we backstab all the time.
Does he like open up his trench coat and just got a line?
Yeah, he opens up and goes, what are you buying?
What you got, Ratty? Is that a wand in your coat or are you just happy to see
it? He says, Jevon, I think Jevon sell differently than your folk sell. I've seen town.
I'm gonna cast Detect Magic.
Town way far down.
You don't have to roll anything,
by the lake, Kodan, where I come.
We know what Kodan is?
Off the top of your head, you need to roll knowledge geography.
Off the top of your head, you don't get a roll.
God, fucking damn it. I hate this.
It's a town way far southeast-ish. It's by a lake.
Mm-hmm. That's where the raffle plays.
No, that town is rumored to be run by pirates and thieves, but it's like really popular because there's not a lot of law there.
Yeah.
The rat market.
The rat race.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, does he have anything?
Yes, I sell things, but it takes me a few days to get. Jevon has to talk to his people.
What do you know about badger armor? Because I've been seeing this one guy, and he is not...
I thought you got the badger
armor. Badger armor.
All right, for this guy, a bunch of shivers.
You hear him like...
you don't have to be nice to him.
I keep your cure light wounds. I take it back. Make him vomit.
He does. Jevon will have to talk to his people about this. He never been asked this question before.
Okay. Well, we own the local land around here. I'll give him my card.
Oh, this was not the end I was told about.
What end were you told about?
I was told of the shady, what do you call
shady
it?
Shady sushi.
No, I don't know what that is. Oh, what is the ladies that breed a lot but don't have breed?
Shady prostitute?
Brothel?
What?
Oh, yes. The shady harem. That is
harem.
A harem is...
Have you not heard of this?
Actually...
And plus, a harem is like a king's...
What? We got a goblin's female, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. I don't like where you're going with this.
I already went there. We're there.
There's no going back. Where is this place? I've never heard of this.
They said it is with all of the things that look like the thing following you.
Well, habit?
Yes, Wolverine. The habits.
I have mirror image
the,
now.
The beautiful tabits, I think they called it.
Why, thank
Wolverine.
You.
You mean the Wolverine?
Yes, the pointy one knows.
Yes, the pointy one
knows. I like this guy.
That place, I had a friend there that went and stayed at the Shady Harem, and he got the clap.
Chevron, roll sense motive.
Chevron will roll sense motive.
God, fuck, man. This is
but,
so
but he feels that friend David will be very trustworthy since he helped bring him back to life.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something.
I'm like, I'm just joking, but really, you should stay at our inn.
Chevron will take your word for it. Chevron's people know like disease.
Yeah, and plus, you know, our end is nice. We got a goblin working there. We got a half orc.
You had him.
Bartender.
you already closed the deal, buddy.
Oh.
Close the deal. So I'm going to detect magic real quick on him.
Okay.
Just because I want to make sure that there's no disease, magic disease, or disease.
He doesn't have a magic disease, but you detect about 5 to 10 different auras of coming off of him over various parts of his body.
They're all watches.
Being either rings, jewelry,
oh, yeah,
or...
that's fine.
No, I'm going to see what he has for sale.
What? I don't mention
he asked
it.
What he had for sale.
I know he says let's go get it, though. That's like what drug dealers do.
That's all that
matters. I have to talk to my people. It only take three moves.
And I apologize for metagaming by knowing that right, both trades.
Please take up the orc's offer here about staying at our inn. We have some serious business to get to.
Do you not want to do business with me? I have 3 items you may be interested in.
What are they?
I will tell you the legend. You will tell me if you want to buy it.
Okay.
You
we're going to get a story with that.
All right, David Carradine.
He's dead.
The first is a weapon. There's a crossbow. It looks like a hawk.
No interest.
And it shoots the bolts from its mouth. It is rumored to be with the legendary, be the crossbow of the legendary archer Milas Eldish, which you guys recall was a hero during the war. Unfortunately, we were not. No one has heard from him since the Jade Desolation.
What was the name?
Milas Eldish.
What else do you have?
Like
we're not really the
badge on
crossbow.
He doesn't have it on him.
No.
What? You're interested in buying things I don't have? Yes!
Well, no, you haven't got to that part.
Well, you own it. It's just not here, or we...
Yeah.
We just gotta find
it. He goes, no. I've played this game before. First time I come up to sell, I show weapon, man punch me in face,
okay.
Steal weapon from me.
But you have
it. I'm not dumb.
So if I buy it, if I buy it, how long will it take me to get?
You said 3 moons.
3 moons. Sun come up, moon come up, sun come up, moon come up, sun come up, moon come up, I find you.
Is that what happens?
Yes!
Oh.
Yes. See this person, I'm starting to question my friendship. I've only known you a short time.
Oh, well, it gets
welcome
better.
Welcome to our world.
What else do you have, buddy?
I have a mighty fine armor, a breastplate, I believe you call it. It looks like it's on fire and has multiple Naga swords, heads on it.
No interest. Anybody?
Not really.
I'm a heavy plate guy myself.
Minto?
How heavy is it?
I don't wear armor.
Heavy as breastplate is. Heavy.
Yeah,
heavy.
Not
what? You're not interested?
You can I guarantee you it does.
That's
make of magic. As do all my wares.
Okay, I like something more light, as you can tell by my get up.
The final thing I have to offer for you is a pair of gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They have 2 strange eyes on the back hand, and it is said to have been a part of the old group, the Hungry Dead, a group of religious fanatics that went and killed the undead. Until a lich caught wind of them, and, well, now I have their item to sell.
And what do they do?
It is rumored that if you hold it up to your head and say the magical words, that you can see undead wherever you are, wherever they are. And apparently there are some other magical things.
So these are like the glasses and that movie with Roddy Roddy Piper?
No, because these give bonuses to damage undeads. And if you are one to use the, what do you say?
Channel energy?
Yes. Yes, channel the energy of the gods. It will let you focus it on a particular being of the undead variety.
Yeah, you want this?
What are you asking for?
Seeing how I have to, this is different than the weapon and armor. This one may take me longer, maybe 10 moons.
Are you stealing it?
Stealing? No, I have.
But you're familiar with that word.
I am a rat.
The Dark Knights have tons of those.
So it may take longer, but it would set you back. My normal price is 5,000 gold for these items.
Oh boy. I've got some gold, but not that much.
I don't even have gold written down on my.
Seeing as you did save my life, and you are my new best friend in this town, I would be willing to go down to 3,000. And if it would even sweeten the deal more, and Siobhan's crafty ways of marketing, I will take half now, and then you may pay the other half when you get the item.
Well, Tabit, you know, we've been friends for a long time. I've got about 300 gold.
That's all
I can give you, buddy.
Yes, maybe come back to the inn some other time.
Yeah, I'll pass for now.
What about room and board? We'll give you room and board for a discount on those gloves.
Keep me up to date, shall we?
You can come into our
I will appreciate the room and board, but I must think about this. I have... No. Siobhan have wife and 50 kids to use.
Hey, well, Siobhan, we might be...
No, you only get free room and board if we get a discount.
We might be... Well,
I will have to think about it.
You might be interested.
I will pay
until
I figure out.
Come by the inn sometime.
I will come to you after this adventure.
Thank you.
Siobhan
talked to Makoa.
Siobhan promised. Siobhan will remember. Siobhan remember.
Do we even pay Makoa?
He's probably cutting.
I gave him some gold.
Okay.
He was a dick.
Well, he probably haven't paid him before.
Well, he's the one working.
He was stealing money.
Anyway, Siobhan.
Generally,
I wish you luck. Godspeed.
They're not for the money to drink.
Success in all your endeavors. But we need to go underground.
He'll bow to you guys and go, Siobhan wishes the luck of the horn rat.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want this horn?
You threw it on the ground.
No, I should have picked it up.
How much do you wish to sell this for?
5,000 gold.
I'll give you 50 gold for it.
Sold!
Thank you. You just see him like... move his hands over his body, and then he's gone.
I bet he could have slide a hand in it.
I checked my pocket. What the?
There's 50 gold here.
Okay.
I checked my pocket.
I didn't do it, but it was a natural 20, so he was totally one of
them. I still don't do it yet.
All right, I will go to this badger and dancing inn.
Okay.
First, I will go to...
I feel like the dancing badger is way better than...
Man and badger?
We already paid for the sign. I mean, that badger, of course, has got the
mind. But first, I will go to what your friend's...
Yeah,
I already got my last one. Never mind.
Do you want one of mine?
No, I have a drink on mine.
Right. What did you say?
He said, I will go to these...
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I think you're fine. I think you stay away
from
me.
Going? Do not go to the Dakar?
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, I will trust you. I'll trust your word. You seem to have lived here longer than I have.
I I didn't trust your car at one point, but after we went down, when he brought us down to his basement, I was like, okay, this is getting a little weird.
Yeah.
But he
just hang off on the Drakkar. If you start feeling really weird, then maybe go talk to him. Okay. But I think we checked. Yeah, he's
I will go to your inn, then turn into a monster and kill the kids.
Goodbye. Well, they're not paying anyway, so.
Yes. I said, Chabon will go to your inn.
Okay. Maybe my Abadar tendencies still come out. I still want to make some money.
Unless they're possible.
He'll kind of shuffle off. And you start, you hear him, whistling a little tune.
Should we wait for David to respond to us telling him?
No. Oh, no, he's going there.
Well, no, I mean.
David already offered.
For not to go there?
No, to go there.
Yeah, I kind of got a feeling I got the same impression you did with that book, and you wanted to hurry up and start using stuff from it.
Maybe.
Because I used, I got, almost something from every character thing.
Well, when I was reading that thing, I was, there's a portion in that game where there is, a...
Thing's going to rescue him, guys. We're just not encountering him.
Yeah, we'll take a little break here, and what we're talking about, which will have been out for about 4 months now, for you listeners, is,
probably
we just
longer.
Got the Monster Codex. Yeah.
Yeah, that that giant rat's ability to suck in disease and then spit it out, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, that's...
And, Well, yeah, I mean, but it just... As long as you, of course, if the rats don't, freak out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
If their entire purpose is just to suck disease in and not spit it back out on people.
Yeah, I would put the Ventures in Pathfinder seal of approval... on the Monster Codex.
Because I'm sure you read about the other plague they can have.
Yeah.
Which I didn't use.
Yes, they have bad stuff.
Barry would be dead.
Yes, he would.
What? You weren't there.
So while
you
weren't there,
you better not have brought me the empty one.
That would be funny.
We told him not to go to Drakkar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. Can I see your bottle of water again?
But I want to trust your car.
And as a out of character thing, now that you guys didn't kill him, I can get a mini for him.
Yeah.
I almost got a mini. It's like, they might kill him. I better wait.
Well, what's not evil? What's weird is that the
no, but it's a rat man.
The rat, the planets. There's the planet of rats, but they're called Formians.
Those aren't rats. Those are ant people.
Really?
Yep.
Do you have those people thing?
Do you know anything about
that? The Formians are in Monster Manual 3, I believe. Or 2.
Are you talking D&D? Are you talking Beastiary?
I'm talking Beastiary, yeah.
Okay.
Pathfinder ones. No, those are ant people.
Because in the thing, they're rats. And the planet people and the stars.
That might be something different.
Oh,
but I'm pretty sure Formians are...
Want the kitty?
Ant people.
No.
Alright,
Justin, can you take some pictures of the stuff over there? Everything's so far away in this game.
Sorry.
Should be.
Sorry, I gave you that.
No, we got another. Yeah, we're halfway point right now.
Do my socks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do Ryan's.
Thanks, timer, I didn't know I had.
So, Tabby, we're trying to find this tree that I destroyed?
I believe we need to go deeper. Not to do the Minecraft achievement, but we need to go deeper.
So can we go to that part where we fought the water thing and I can drink this potion and swim through? I also have a swim belt, so I can swim better.
Was that here? I thought that was somewhere else.
Oh, I mean the ring.
I thought that was somewhere else.
No, it's here.
I didn't draw that part. I just drew the main part.
I think that's probably the part that he's talking about.
Okay, well, let's go down there.
That's a possibility.
That part,
Row was far
pointing
more
on the map.
Than what it was.
It's over there. Mm-hmm. That's the part where it's broken open.
All right, let's go there.
Oh, yeah, that's where it took me for to squeeze through. I really don't want to do that again.
All right, well, let's go down these.
You guys want to do that?
Back
to you think
past.
That's maybe where he was talking about? That's the pretty much the only reason. Part of this place we haven't really gone into.
Yeah.
I just want to
replace that. Let's do it.
To get down here.
Over. As we go through.
And we can explore.
Let's explore.
Okay. Let's go to that water part.
All right. That fucking ghoul was a son of a bitch.
Yeah, he sucked.
Well, we got him.
He did come back to you guys. Us,
he did make us a ghoul.
He tried to kidnap Minto.
God.
If anyone is listening would like to start a new group with me, let me know. Hit me up at Tabby.
I am passing the thumbs up.
On the Facebook. No puns allowed.
Tabby good kind.
Tabby good kind.
Friendum.
Another out of character thing on the game that no one will ever hear is was your world destroyed, Dustin, because of all the puns we do in the other games?
You're going to have to give me a check on that.
No. Anyway. That's the best roll I've had all night.
50-50, it says yes.
You don't know.
Alright, so you guys start heading back down. Get back to the room where the crypt is. David and Lance give each other winks because they remember having sex with the...
I did not!
...the skeleton.
Oh, look at that skeleton. It's still waiting for you.
I want to go into stealth before we get too far down.
Have sex with the skeleton?
That was not what I was helping.
You said it!
You did it! You go, I'm going to rape the skeleton. I'm helping!
I got a 20 stealth going.
Okay. You definitely think you're stealthy?
No,
I'm stealthy.
And I'm on high alert for this wiggly thing that Chevron...
No, it's just
wiggly
a...
Thing.
Chevron?
It's just a perception check away from failing, right?
Alright.
What?
You're stealth?
I know. Okay. I understand how it works.
Really? Because that's not the first hour and a half of the podcast.
That is true. Alright, so you're in
the
crypt area. There's a door in the corner you guys never checked out.
I checked it out.
Minto started to, but then you guys are like, no, let's go down there, so we all went down.
Minto's a free spirit, man. He does what he wants.
I will say, though, that the door is open right now.
Huh. Okay.
It looks like it's caved in on the other side, and right on the other side of the door are three sets of, like, really raggedy, garbagey clothes.
Garbagey clothes. Okay.
That no one in this campaign would know.
I'm going to do a perception check in there. 16.
What do you see, Chameleon?
16?
Yeah.
It looks like something was wearing these very recently because they're still a little warm.
Mm.
But whatever was in them is long gone.
Okay. Well, somebody had been wearing these clothes not too long ago.
Is there a rat fur on them?
I don't know.
No, you didn't see any rat fur.
I didn't notice any.
No, there was. You didn't see any, like, body whatsoever. It just looked like a bunch of clothes that were, like,
normal clothes? Like, that can be from this area, culture?
It looks like a bunch of rags and stuff put together.
So, homeless people.
Like, sewn together. There's, like, you can see parts of a curtain, parts of bed sheets.
Wasn't
that
one guy dressed all fucked up?
No, maybe.
Well, he was dead.
Maybe we just some squatters.
He didn't really care.
Let's progress on.
Okay, I'm surprised he even wore it
before we go.
Tech magic.
Yeah. My sister's calling me. Should she be on the podcast?
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Tech magic.
You gotta say something funny?
No.
You get a very faint trace of going
sister.
Away very quickly of looking up a rule real quick. Everybody likes to listen to that.
I have a way higher ride bonus than I thought. If anybody's interested, anybody want to discuss that more?
Oh,
yeah.
You should try riding shivers, I guess.
That's an enchantment that's fading very quickly. Very faint, but it's still fading.
I mean, you could get like a sled that shivers could pull instead.
I don't think you
can
have
all three sets of clothes.
I'd have to have like four of them. Can I have four shivers?
Four shivers of what?
I will do detect magic and then spellcraft it. That'd be a 12.
Yeah, it's not coming to you. It's about ready to fade away.
I have spellcraft.
Until you are detecting something?
Yeah.
Detecting.
I will do spellcraft as well. Or would something be better?
Okay. Do we need to detect magic first?
I just don't have a great bonus.
Okay.
Do I need to
know what magic is.
You don't roll for detect magic.
Arcana?
No, this is to detect what it is.
No,
let's spellcraft.
My
spellcraft is awful.
So, I need to detect magic first?
It would help, yes.
Okay, I'm going to detect magic, then I'm going to spellcraft, identify magic.
Yeah, but you don't have no idea.
So if it's a magic item, I get plus 11, so 23.
get the impression that the spell that was cast was a... Let's see here. Actually, you don't even know it here.
All right, I'm getting a little bit of... Getting a little bit. Into.
Some enchanted clothing.
We would waste enchantment on this shitty
brother. Mystical leaf. Detector.
Good berry? Is it good berry?
It's not good berry.
It's good berry. You know, when I was doing a random treasure generator, that came up. Potion of good berry. I was like, no. Not gonna give him that. It
would be awesome, because he's a bear. And it is berry.
I know. That's why I didn't do it.
He's named Barry.
I was like, yeah, it's kind of like too old.
Yeah, Barry. See?
In a world whose economy doesn't function.
Yeah, it's spelled like bear with an
no, Y. It's spelled like B-A. Normal B.
That's what he named his bear, though.
It's normal Barry. B-E-R-R-Y.
Oh.
Or B-A-R-R-Y, I guess.
B-E-R-R-Y, I guess.
Yeah, you've had Funky Jubilation before, right?
No, well, no, I did have that one. I did have that one.
My favorite sour.
Ugh.
Yes. I'm
sure. No, I
turning
sour
around
beers.
To sours.
You want to try this one, though? Just try this one.
My mom
is back in your
house. It's your fault.
I'll drink that.
You guessed that this is...
God, that's awful.
That's the best role-playing ever.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Just because you got a fro, man.
Oh, that's horrible. God, Kenny, I hate those sours.
Really? Kenny, you get the impression that the spell you see dissipating is the remains of a...
Oh, God.
Like an empowered light spell, almost. Like a flare, almost.
Okay.
What's that mean?
You don't know
I'm
that.
I'm getting empowered light. I'm talking to Minto.
You feeling good?
I'm still in stealth. I'm like 20.
Yeah, no one's seeing me.
I don't know what that means exactly. What does that mean?
Do you see me?
Oh, yeah.
Hi!
So what?
I don't care if I don't see him. I just know
so what is this empowered light? What does that mean?
It's like a light spell that's been enhanced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Empowered.
It would be more of a flare than a light.
Okay. So it's more like a flare.
You say like a spell lunker?
Okay.
You sound like someone's coming down here to mine or something?
A spell lunker?
Oh, you hate the puns. You can come up with one.
That's a real word, you guys.
A spelunker.
No, spelunker is.
Not a spelunker.
I'm not happy with it, okay? It just happened.
You just keep drinking your garbage
beer.
It's
like
beer.
Somebody used meta magic on a zero-level spell.
If this is garbage, I'm going to be a garbage beer.
Yeah, right, because that's
they're
awful.
Like, oh, really?
That is
they're like
awful,
magic, whatever.
Awful beer.
All right, what are you doing?
I want to go to that water part.
That may be
water part?
The worst
part.
I've ever tasted. I'm not kidding.
So, down the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, go ahead and go to the star over here.
I had that beer that was mixed with Clamato before.
800 feet down. As soon as you start getting down, you start seeing the remains of that battle when you were chasing that bull. You see, like, the remains of, like, the Tanglefoot bag.
Yeah.
And the,
you guys remember that guy?
I said the water fight we had was over here.
Yes.
You're not there yet. You can really get that big area.
Yeah, you don't remember that bull guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I do.
Alchemist Fire? I'm sure you remember that. That's not the first time you've been lit on fire.
I'm immune to Alchemist Fire.
Pretty much.
I made it.
I remember that guy. He shot, like, darts, right?
He had a crossbow.
He was a
pretty
sneaky
bad
fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then afterward, he almost kidnapped Minto.
Hey, but we got him, though.
Yeah.
That's what
well, Minto was burnt then, though, but he didn't. Well, he's
I was
still
trying
alive.
Both at the same time.
He's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, he's unalive.
Still unable.
Oh, we have those gloves.
Yeah. So now we go the stairs. Down the
once
stairs,
you get down past where it says that 800 mark, 800 feet mark, it starts to smell really bad. We need everybody to make a fortitude.
Oh, no, I thought there wasn't the smell anymore.
No, the smell.
This doesn't smell like that.
You're God wrong. Fucking damn it. This is seriously the worst.
Oh, you. Nice.
You said fortitude?
Yes.
Six. Wow.
That sucks.
Me and Shivers both got a 9.
You want to go around the table?
Yeah, I'll go around the table. Tam, what do you get?
I got a 12 total. Is that going to be
good
enough?
You're good.
Okay, so I was about to break out of.
Well, then I got a 16.
It's not 16.
I'm not failing a fortitude check, goddamn, as a dwarf.
16 is good. David and Shimmers?
We both got a 9. I rolled 2 3.
You guys immediately get queasy. So you guys are gonna have nauseated for a couple rounds here for a little bit.
Okay.
And Minto, you had a natural 20. So
yes, you hugged it out.
So you are fine. And what you guys are smelling is you smell like
what, the rocks cooking?
You know what smelling a rock cooking is like? It smells like a rotted fetid corpse is what you're smelling.
Oh, man. So what I'm thinking is...
Sounds like Ma's cooking down here.
I'm getting hungry.
So I'm assuming it's going to be like David.
Hey, don't let him know.
Possibly me.
Shivers will be right behind me.
Yeah.
Look at Shivers, maybe.
Shiny little nose.
At the shiny moment you say, you smell what the rock is.
It's adorable.
Okay. I'm going to just look at you and shout, these are stairs, and try to kick you. See, I watch you roll down these stairs.
This is madness. Oh, these are stairs.
Are we below? There's 800 feet left. We're above.
You're above 800. You're below 800 feet.
Never mind. So you're just fucking me.
You can take fall damage.
Saved, but it's not funny.
Hurry, think of all the names of the rock that he's been in the movies.
But you are getting down to where the area is. Where the tree is. Remember, there was all those pillars.
Of course.
The southern part there, which is more towards where I'm sitting, and the other half of the map is like a caved in. It looks like it used to be like a pathway, maybe, but it's been caved in. And last time you guys determined you couldn't go through there because of the cave in.
I'm not going down 800 feet of stairs. That would be just terrifying.
That's a lot of D6s.
That'd be 80 D6s.
That would be 10.
Even if they were all ones.
There is the pool on the other side. There are all these columns, some broken down stuff. Where I have marked red on this map are the grates. Remember from last time? You got the impression that his cronies kind of put those there.
Do we have any?
So those are really new compared to the rest of this place.
So
the ones in that corner were already busted through.
Yeah, busted.
And then you bust them down over here where this little star thing is.
There's like some weird.
That's a camp, and that's where all their stuff was. Which you guys looted, and that book was. And then over there where the weird looking palm tree is where the tree was. It's on the ground now. He came literally useless. And right.
Thanks, Eric.
Yep. And me, I didn't do it. He's a fucking David. He's one of those, I'm going up that old.
Rub it in my religious face. I get it.
You really didn't know it was a religious
shrine.
He told me literally in August of last year.
Yes, I have a timestamp when I told him.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, he told you before he knocked this tree down?
Yeah, and it ended up being like 3 months later. I didn't remember.
You're not a very good...
No, I'm not. You Coyle told me.
You let my tree get knocked down. Oh,
Lovely will need to stop waking me up when I'm drunk.
Yeah, Ro was like, hey, man. We're
if I hear magic, I'm going to skin it. Even if it's a tree.
If you hear magic, I'm going to skin it. Even if it's a tree. Okay.
If I hear it's magic.
Magic.
You know.
We didn't do too well on that first interview from you, did we?
The smell is still real powerful. Shivers and Dave just
coming
out
from?
What do I get from Queasy?
Some minus to a bunch of stuff here.
How long did I last?
Nauseated.
You said Queasy.
Queasy is nauseated.
Tell the dictionary.
You would know that. All right,
I'm
the
DM, so I'm the dictionary for this game.
Yay!
So. Probably sick and not nauseated. Nauseated's the worst of them.
Oh, is it?
Sick and minus two attack roll.
Nope,
damage.
Nauseated.
So you skill checks, ability checks. Nauseated is just, you can only take a single move action.
Oh.
Yeah!
What are you thinking? Thanks. Thank you.
Torture porn!
You're thinking
Pathfinder style.
This is fun.
I like moving.
How long does it last?
I just listened to an episode where that's all I did.
How long does it last?
Until I say it's done.
Booyah.
Okay.
I'm going to get to roll again.
It's been 40 years, Mabel, and I'm still feeling that smell. I can't get out of
it. Snot is still leaking from
it.
My face.
Yeah. It'll be at least a minute.
Where's the smell coming from? As we get down to the bottom.
You're going to have to get a perception check.
Okay.
I feel like from now on, every time
I get a
place,
my perception? 23. And I actually rolled well.
10.
It's only a 16.
25.
All right. The vote above a 20 will get...
I will sit down.
We'll get the impression that it's coming from a very familiar hallway you guys came from.
What, that direction?
Yeah.
Oh, where we killed that thing?
Yeah.
And that,
I thought it turned to dust.
Not that
no,
one.
No, that was the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get fetid.
Nobody knows where this came from.
Water.
This isn't rain in winter. I thought you said there was snow.
When?
Is that what we're...
Like cocaine?
I seriously thought you said...
In this game?
I thought you just said... Where'd all the snow come from?
Smell.
Smell, okay.
Where'd the smell come from?
It's not happening anymore.
What are you...
I thought you said smell. And I was very confused.
Where's the smell coming from?
Where's the snow coming, man?
Oh, it's from the familiar hallway, and we're going to...
That's why I was very confused.
Who's got the head and shoulders?
I was like, man, I really don't remember the magic snow hallway.
Usually I'm the one that forgets.
Are
things.
You playing a different game? Like,
yeah, are you even playing the same game we are?
Well, he's playing the same game.
Yeah,
it's just
like
a different story.
That's true.
Huh?
Snow.
Yeah,
I know.
It came like that.
Did it? Yeah.
Oh, is that one of yours? Oh, I thought.
Unless that's how Lance brought it to you.
Yeah,
Lance.
I didn't open it.
I bet you just made these dice and pocketed the money.
So, David, it's been a month or two now. How do you feel about those things so far?
Huh?
How do you feel about those? Do you feel like they're truly random?
I did a blind study.
Is it still ongoing?
I don't think they're worth it.
David!
There's snow everywhere!
I should have looked at him a
little
bit better before I bought it for him. But there wasn't this.
Which one?
He likes them. He would use them if he didn't like them.
The one closest to the corner. Yep, right where Mento had his finger.
Can I tell what it is?
You don't know what the fuck it is.
Dude, what's wrong?
Tommy hurts.
I'm sick.
I sure wish as a cleric.
I'm sure we're sick too.
As a cleric, I wish I could do something like that.
Me too.
That smell. That smell, it's around you.
Listen,
I
man.
My sister thought that wasn't a real song.
You need to grow up. Alright?
You're 15.
You're going to be smelling things for the rest of your life that you're not going to like.
So I should cut my nails off?
No.
Oh.
You're right.
So, hold on. In real game, I say, guys, shh.
I'm pretty sure you guys were talking in character. If not, it would be really weird out of character talk.
I'm talking.
And I'm going to stealth up to try to get a closer look.
Okay.
Natural 20, so 32 stealth.
30?
2. Oh, yeah, 30.
Check it. That's just
okay.
The gear. Just the gear.
And I'm going to just start walking closer, try to get a better look.
Okay.
And I guess when I get closer, do a
perception. Where'd you go?
You definitely get a better look at it.
What, can I tell what it is?
Nope.
Does it look evil?
Yep.
I shoot an arrow at it.
David, where'd you go?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, nobody knows what you're doing.
It's not my fault.
I'm not sure it will.
Well, it is because you rolled such a high stealth check.
I got a 30 to hit.
Jesus.
I'm level 5.
Yeah, now if you fix your stats, you'll get even more OP.
Plus,
no, it's less. I had a plus 12 on that, and then I even took the
30 hits. No damage.
30?
You had 30 hits.
I hope so, otherwise I'm leaving. 1 point of damage.
Nice! Yes!
Well, whatever it is, it knows it was here.
Like, oh my god, that shot's right on!
All right, you guys see David disappear when you guys are all kind of like, oh, what's that fucking smell? And David like throws up and then goes, oh, blah, blah, blah.
I decided to go pee.
I guess Shivers didn't follow.
No.
What's
no, he didn't follow.
You hear, all of a sudden you hear him twing, and you see him pop up in front of you, and he's like shoot a pillar, and then you hear a...
Holy fuck.
Can we do the rules for sniping?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of made that noise, but this isn't going to be as impressive as the noise.
Well, actually, this is probably a good ending point.
I can use my imagination.
I will finish it off with this.
I don't like to brag, but you know, that's the thing I do.
Let's go through.
Kinda.
And none of us could figure it
out. And,
is that a beholder, you son of a bitch?
It is a beholder.
And hanging on this thing, you see this green thing with a ton of tentacles that's kind of folding in on itself. And you see like a wide maw, beak maw, yelling at you.
Mawson?
And then the maw like comes in, and you see like two pinchers come out of it. And then it comes in itself, and you see like a dog's head that's without any skin. And then it comes in on itself, and it turns into a bunch of tentacles.
Oh my god, it's a thing from the thing.
And then it kind of looks
Medusa
little something like a Medusa.
Oh,
the guy you forgot to kill from this one.
You forgot to kill.
Oh, this is the one we didn't kill. Yeah, there was one we didn't kill.
You guys,
there was a thing we didn't kill.
You guys avoid
that's
this.
Not like us. I know it's not.
Was there something in the water?
We kill things we don't need to.
Ryan knows what it is.
Yeah, he was in the asylum.
Yeah.
Well,
you were going to use meta point.
Thanks for the info, Ryan.
And with that little cliffhanger, they are about to get attacked by
something
from
John
the Dark
Carpenter's
Tapestry.
The Thing.
Will they survive?
Kurt Russell live?
We'll find out next adventure.
I mean, let's be honest, guys. I'm the
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.